بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من خرج من بيته متطهرا إلى صلاة مكتوبة فأجره كأجر الحاج المحرم، ومن خرج إلى تسبيح الضحى لا ينصبه إلا إياه فأجره كأجر المعتمر، وصلاة على إثر صلاة لا لغو بينهما، كتاب في عليين. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever leaves his house in a state of purity with wudu to go and perform a farz salah, then his reward is like the person that is in the state of ihram performing hajj. Tremendous amount of reward for a person that makes wudu at home. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we formulate the habit of making wudu at home whenever possible. Sometimes a person is working, it's not possible. It's easy to come to the masjid and make wudu. But, for example, Fajr time or Isha time, we make it a habit that we make wudu and then come to the masjid. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and whoever comes out of his house to perform the salatul duha, and there is nothing that is prompting him and driving him to do this, except to perform his salatul duha. فَأَجْرُهُ كَأَجْرِ الْمُعْتَمِرِ. Then he gets the reward of Umrah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that one salah after the next. Meaning, a person is waiting for salah after performing one first salah. We have performed the Fajr salah and we have this intention and niyat that I want to return for the next salah. I want to return and perform the Dhuhr salah. La لَغْوَ بَيْنَهُمَا. Any person doesn't engage in any futile acts, useless acts that has no benefit, then because his record of deeds are going to be pure and there's only good deeds there, كِتَابٌ فِي عِلِّيِّينَ. It is going to be a book that is kept in the upper realms, very close to the مُقَرَّبِينَ, the angels. And it is going to be kept there to show that this person's deeds are very, very lofty and very, very great. And this is how it is honored, that it is recorded and it is kept with the kitab of the abrar that is kept in the illiyin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging to make wudu at home and perform the farz salah. And then to recite or perform the salatul duha. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging that we should not engage between two salahs in any laghu. Laghu means any futile, useless act. Futile, useless act, for example, watching sports, or engaging in any activity that is a waste of time, browsing on the phone, for example, on the internet, just wasting time. Deen teaches us that a Muslim, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful are the believers who turn away from laghu, anything that has no benefit for a person. Sometimes it's not sinful, but there's absolutely no benefit. It is a waste, total waste of time. Then a Muslim stays away from that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.